listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Time.
Real Mix 103.1.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say. Cause maybe somehow realize what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
FM.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
One Truck Series title contender is moving up in 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing high life. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
19-year-old second-year Craftsman Truck Series driver Taylor Gray has announced a move to the NASCAR Xfinity Series for next season, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. He'll drive the team's number 54 car, which will be fielded by Ty Gibbs, who is listed as the team's owner for the 22-year-old grandson of team founder Joe Gibbs. Gray is currently sixth in the 8-driver round of the playoffs for the Truck Series as they head to their next race at the Homestead Miami Speedway in just over a week, and is still in search of his first series win with his Tricon Garage team. Gray has run in the Xfinity Series before, earning 2 top 5 finishes, including a 3rd-place effort at the Richmond Raceway back in March. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight chance of showers Saturday, staying mild in the low 70s Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week.
Currently at 64 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Mix for Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Somebody told me you Trail Mix 103.1.
Every day, yeah, yeah. See you.
Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't.
For all of Price County, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
FM.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight chance of showers Saturday, staying mild in the low 70s Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week. It's 63 right now.
Calling, calling, oh.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.